Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Sina Brahm. He is a doctoral student, and also the reason we are talking to him today in large part is because we have one of the coolest new gadgets I have seen in a long time. This is a fully accessible graphing calculator. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't you describe to us what we have, and then we'll play with this thing.
All right, so we've got in front of me here, on the table in front of both of us actually, is a TI-84 Plus graphing calculator. It's a standard graphing calculator, but on top of it, there's a little box, and on this box, it's about the size of a deck of cards or so, is a six buttons in the shape of a Braille cell. So you can think of it as dots 1, 2, 3. Here you go. JJ's filling it right now.
Right.
And that's the Braille cell right there. And then to the right of that Braille cell, you feel that D-pad?
Yep.
Up, down, left, right,
and
the
enter
key. Yep, mm-hmm. That's it. Those are the buttons. Feel the top right here, JJ.
Okay.
And so you notice they don't block the ports. So even though this is plugging in where the regular ports would be on the calculator, they're re-exposed up here.
What is that? That USB?
Yep, and USB and a data port for the
TI. And a headset port that we're using.
The headset, yep. And you can charge this unit, the one that's going to be talking to us, over USB.
Okay.
So it doesn't eat the valuable battery life of the calculator, because this calculator runs off of a
So this
AAA.
Isn't an overlay. You completely modify. Is like, are the guts inside of it, or how do you...
Absolutely. This is... The calculator has zero hardware changes. Absolutely zero hardware changes.
I see.
It's all software.
All you did was...
Software.
Got
yep.
you. Okay.
Yep. The hardware on top is new hardware, right? That box that you're feeling. But the calculator is completely...
All of these other buttons
regular,
are...
You buy this thing, Amazon, Best Buy, whatever. It's a regular calculator.
Sure. Okay, so I guess we should mention this is a collaboration with American Printing House and Orbit Research. How did you get involved with this?
So I know a couple of people I know Ven Kitesh over at Orbit, and then also Ken Perry and a few others at APH. And so they brought me in as sort of an initial beta tester slash give us some feedback, because my PhD covers some of this stuff, and I've done some work with others like Design Science on math accessibility. So it's something I'm kind of passionate about, you know. And I went through this stuff. When I was in school, I was blind. I was taking math classes, so I had
and there were really limited options.
That's a nice way of saying it, right?
Yeah,
there are some limited options, and so this is one step forward.
All right, so why don't we turn
we'll power
out.
It on? Let's do a demo.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. So I'm going to power it on, and actually listen. This is on a glass table, so you're going to hear something kind of interesting here.
Power on. X6.
Okay, so that's just a power. It was reading the last thing on the screen. I'm going to hit the volume down here.
Volume 1.
Okay, but did you hear the buzz when it powered on?
Yes.
So that was we have two haptic vibrating motors in that device you were feeling as well.
Okay.
So it's, and by the way, it's important to say this is a prototype. It might crash while we're talking about it and everything, but we can always turn it off and on. But we some of the things that we want to do with the haptics is that I've been talking to Orbit about, and ABH about, you know, for example, using those haptic motors to indicate negative values in a graph and things like that. So there's a lot of possibilities with haptics that we can take advantage of just by having them there. Also, there's speakers on this device right
okay.
now for recording purposes. You know, we've got wires. There's a wire island between JJ
there
and
is
I.
Yes, but we can bring this to you in stereo, which
exactly.
you'll see in a minute.
But also in stereo, if you don't have the headphones plugged in, there are two speakers on this device, on the
okay.
left and on the right.
Great.
Yeah. And they're flush with the side of the calculator.
Okay.
So you can, using the six Braille cell of buttons that we had, you can do things like control the volume.
Volume 2. Volume 1.
Turn it down for recording purposes. We can go to a preferences menu.
Enter preferences menu.
For lack of a better
graph options.
And the preferences key. And so then we can use that D-pad to go through these options. So
speech, control options.
And so on and so forth. So we can go into
speed, graph
options. And we're going to hear a graph in a second.
Graph navigation, beep length, playback tone duration, negative value indication,
and so on and so forth. Right. We can exit preferences here.
Exit preferences menu.
I'm going to get us into a help mode first before we hear a graph. And the reason I want to do this help mode is, you know, you can think of it as the keyboard help mode on a screen reader, NVDA, JAWS, you know, no eyes, they all have it. So I'm going to hit the second key on the calculator three times. That's the only real key change, you know, that was added to the calculators to listen for that one thing. Everything else is all the same as TI.
Set help on. Press this key three times again to exit help mode.
So now you can press any key.
Now you can press any keys. JJ, you can drag.
Yep.
7, LN, block, 7.
There is, what is it, at least 20, 30, 40 different keys on
the RGM. Mm-hmm. All variables. Division symbol with dots above and below a dash. 9, 3, decimal point symbol.
Well, there you go.
Trace, zoom, window, Y equals. Brings up graphing equation
and it explains
it. Okay. You have second functions too. So, you know that Y equals key you pressed up top?
Y equals.
But now press
brings
second.
Brings up graphing
right
equation
here.
Entry.
This one right there. So press that.
Mode.
No, this one right there.
Two superscript ND.
It
activates second function mode. Stat plot.
So even though now you hit the same Y equals key, but because you hit second
two
before.
Two superscript ND. DBL set.
You see, you have whole other
table setup dialog.
Okay, you have even more functions there.
You have even more functions. And you can even go sometimes to third level keys. This calculator has been around for decades, really, and they had so many buttons on it, but they needed more functions. So you can think of them as like shift keys or something on a computer, you know, where you press one button, but if you press another button before it, you get a whole new layer of
sure.
buttons. And so in our help mode, we announce what those
are. So when you're looking at the interface, is this the same interface that a sighted person would be using pretty much on this the calculator? Or
it's the exact same. There's no physical difference. There's no difference in the way we even announce things. So for example, you notice it said like two superscript ND instead of saying second, just because we wanted them to know, look, if you're blind, but you're getting somebody that has a working pair of eyeballs and can talk, right? You can ask them, hey, well, my worksheet here that was written for everybody in the class says to press this key and this key, and you can get that same advantage because you know exactly what you know what it is, or if somebody looks at the calculator and says, "Oh,
right.
hit the MAT key." Well, you know you can go find that in help mode.
And these are the same calculators that many of the other students are going to be using the same one anyway.
Exactly. And actually, there's an important thing about why this calculator over something you know more advanced. Why not the TI-92 Plus or something like that, right? And the reason is this is allowed on a test. So this is allowed on standardized testing, and so that's really, really important because you want to have a device that's accessible, but that also blind students can take into an exam with them when a calculator is allowed. And some of the more advanced calculators, because of some of the functions they do, you know, they'll solve the equation for you. They're not allowed. This one is.
Okay,
so
great.
That's the reason.
Well, speaking of equations,
graphing is the thing most people jump to. It's also a calculator, of course. There's a lot of advanced scientific and engineering and statistics functions, but graphing is something that I think we're very happy with right now.
Do superscript ND activate second function mode.
Okay, so
help off.
There we go. We turned help off. So what we're going to do is we're going to hit Y equals, and then we're going to hear we're going to hear this right here.
Y1 equals X equation disabled.
Now you notice it said equation disabled.
Yes.
So I've got that in there. I've got like Y1, Y2, Y3, but that one's disabled. We're not going to hear that one right now. We can go enable it. And you just cursor over to the equal sign.
Cursor moved from equation to equal.
I just hit the left arrow key, and I'm going to hit equal.
Equation enabled.
Now it's enabled. Disable it.
Equation disabled.
Like that.
Right.
And so, but I'm going to arrow down to another one.
Y2 equals 8 sine open paren x equation disabled.
So 8 sine of x, 8 sine open paren x. You noticed some of your listeners are going to say, well, I never said close paren. That's a bug. This is still a prototype where we already got the fix and works. So.
Right.
But let's hear what this sounds like. So we're going to hear a series of beeps. That's going to be it thinking. And that's not the add-on box from Orbit NAPH. That's how slow this calculator is for a sighted person. You wouldn't see a graph on the screen yet until it stops beeping.
Okay.
And then as soon as it does, you'll notice.
There's no additional
time delay or anything. That's just, there is the processor in this calculator. I was joking with some people earlier. I literally have owned watches that have more processing power.
They borrow it like from an Apple II or something.
it's slow. But you know what? It sips battery
power. As long as it works.
So.
Race.
Here we go.
Graph style is line Y3 equals X squared 9. Graph style is line Y3.
I'm going to hit
Y2 equals 8 side 2. Zoom menu.
I'm going to zoom to 6. We don't have to do this every time. This is a... So what you heard there was, right? Mm-hmm. And you heard a little bit, and it panned. Your readers, by the way, are going to, your listeners, rather, they're going to hear it panning from right to left. That's also another bug. That's already getting fixed.
Right.
So we're going to swap that, obviously, to go from left to right. What does that mean, though? So first it means that the, as we go from left to right, the values are decreasing. They're going lower, 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 and then they're increasing after a while. And so that looks like a parabola.
Parabola, yes. Yeah.
And so you can control, you know, that went by kind of fast. Remember, we were in the preferences menu. Mm-hmm. We can go, we'll do that right now. We can go change how that graph sounds. But one other thing was you can hear static on the negative values. And so that's negative value indication. And this is, if somebody's used the other graphing products, they might be familiar with some of these concepts, mm-hmm. where if you're below the x-axis, you'll hear shh along with the tones to let you know that those are negative. And when we do a little bit more work with the haptic motors, we might integrate that in as well.
Okay.
So let's go to the preferences menu.
Enter preferences menu.
Let's go.
Graph up, graph navigation, beep, playback, tones, 2 seconds.
That's 2 seconds default.
3 seconds.
Let's do 3 seconds.
3 seconds selected.
Okay.
Exit preferences menu.
And I think if I just hit the equal key on this screen, we'll regraph. Let's see if that's true. No, that's not, but that's okay. I'll hit Y equals.
Y1 equals X equation trace. Graph style is line Y3.
I'll zoom in 6. So here we go.
Okay.
And you don't have to. Now you notice that was
and
longer,
now you can hear right now you right? Can, the tones
and you can
are
go
more
way
defined.
Long. You can go up like 10 seconds or more. So that's but it really helps to have it in stereo. It really helps to have the panning going on, and it's something that it's a moving target. You know, this is a prototype. It's only going to get better, and the advantage is it gets to get better with software. So you don't have to make hardware changes to make it better.
Sure.
You know?
So that graph that's on the screen now, I'm uh-huh. assuming, can you, are there other ways that like, can you explore,
yeah. So,
like knowing where the line is
right.
exactly?
Let's see.
Command error in command.
So about it being a prototype.
Variables menu.
Let me get
window
out of that.
Variables.
All
right. Trace.
Okay.
Graph style it. Graph free cursor.
There we go. And I'm going to actually change our mode. So I was navigating by tone there, but
okay.
I'm going to navigate by
speech mode.
Speech mode. Let's see. If
X equals 1.489.3617. Y equals minus 4.83871. X equals 1.702127. Graph style is line X.
And then I eventually get
X equals 3.404255 3. Y equals minus 4.83871.
So you're tracing the line essentially.
Exactly. Yep. And you can trace it with audio too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wanna you can It's helpful to hear it all continuous, you know, but you can also go from speech mode, as you saw, I was toggling there. You can go to tone mode, and then you can, as you hit those arrow keys. And by the way, I was just hitting the arrow keys on the graphing calculator,
okay.
just like a sighted person would do to go find a point.
Can you, if you have two lines where the points cross?
Yeah,
like,
to find the zero crossing or mm-hmm. the intersection, you can. Yeah, you can do some of those functions on here as well. And there's different ways. So what's important about this is there are different ways of doing it, and it has nothing to do with accessibility, right? It's those are the same ways available to somebody else. So somebody might say, well, you know, they'll look at this, they'll have three graphs, and they're maybe the delta values, you know, as we increase x, is kind of annoying. It's increasing by 0.0012, and they have to go into the menus and change that. That's what everybody has to do. I mean, even a sighted user, when they're cursoring around this graph, if they want to make it look different or if they want to zoom in, you heard me earlier go into the zoom menu, that's what they have to do too.
Right. You're simply just providing an
just
accessibility
speech.
Layer
yep.
to all of this and making all those
exactly.
functions accessible.
Exactly.
So so what looking at the original, this 84 plus, are there any limitations on functions? I know like, well, you can download games and things like that. I'm just
right. So that's something that we're talking about. I've been talking to we had a conversation where we were like, well, you know, wouldn't it be great to play, you know, some of those old games from the 90s and things like that. But it's just you want to get the basics down first, right?
Sure.
So you want to get the math and everything. Matrices are a thing that we're really excited about. So I've had some some interesting conversations about matrices and how to help make those more accessible. And we have some experience with that, you know, as blind users from other technologies that we can take inspiration from. You know, there's blind Sudoku games, for example, and that's kind of a matrix if you think about it.
Right.
So there's things that folks have come up with. Why not integrate that into exploring mathematics so you can take advantage of all of this great stuff we have available to us these days, but to help in a math class too?
Well, right. And obviously, yeah, you start with all of the basic functions. But I think back to high school and there really wasn't much of, you know, even the audiographing calculator wasn't really around then. Just the limited options, you pretty much had to either borrow somebody else's or just draw it out on paper.
Get some Braille graph paper and trace it out. And you know, the interesting thing about this, that for me, so I'm in college now, you know, I'm done with high school, I'm done with undergrad, but it's still nice because I can take something like this to down the hall to a engineer friend, right? Mm-hmm. And say, look, I need to learn more about this stat distribution or something, right? He can now show me on something that talks natively, not let's whip out a computer and open up a screen reader and maybe go into MATLAB or something. And you can do those things, but it's nice to just do sort of some of this hands-on stuff that is nice to do in conjunction with a whiteboard or just a piece of paper as we're sketching out an idea. And now this talks.
Right. Speaking of output and connectivity, is there the possibility to print Braille graphs or do things like that?
Or? Yes. So if you go to the APH booth, I believe it's 918. I should know that better. But it's a you will see there several Braille graphs. Just yesterday, I saw some getting embossed, and we did a polar graph. So we did R equals 5 theta, which, so as theta increases, your radius increases. So it looks like a spiral, right? You can put your finger in the middle of the paper and trace. If you trace the line, you're
30 seconds for APD.
So that was good. So as we were talking, did you hear that?
Yep,
30 seconds.
Automatic
power down. Yep, that's it. And we're going to hear a 5-second power off too. That again is it reading what the calculator is notifying you of. That's not something we do. That's what TI does to just save you battery power. And so we're going to hear the 5-second one, I think, here shortly.
The little power countdown
power,
thing.
Yeah, that's right.
5 seconds for APD.
What's the battery life like and how does adding the accessibility affect that?
I need to get back to you on battery life of the unit on a full charge. And mm-hmm. so, for example, how long it will, how many hours of usage you can get out of it. You can charge it with USB. So mm-hmm. that's great. We were talking earlier at the beginning that it doesn't take away the power from the TI. The TI calculator has a long, measured weeks, months for some people.
You assume the speech is going to kill it a little faster.
No, but remember, that's from a different battery. So this box you were feeling, it has its own battery. So the TI battery life is what it is for anybody, for mm-hmm. a friend, a colleague. But that box actually has a battery, and that is going to be what's charged when you charge via USB. The TI just takes triple A's.
Got you. Okay. Yep. Okay, so is there any plans? You mentioned obviously that this calculator was chosen because of standardized testing. Does this lay the groundwork? Is it possible to do this with other calculators in the future?
So that's something that I think is important, but you kind of take one thing at a time,
right?
And so it's one of those. Let's see. You know, I don't have anything concrete for you now, but it's mm-hmm. the important thing about this one was the testing. That was the big driving. And you know, there's a previous version too. There was the Orion, the talking calculator. Yep. You know, obviously much more simple. Didn't have any of these you know, the graphing capabilities or anything like that. So obviously that's a nice progression.
Oh, yeah,
this is a good next step.
Yeah, make no mistake. This is not a low-end calculator. It's certainly, I mean, many high school and college students, I mean, they use this.
I mean, there's engineers who, you know, only today you have tablets and, you know, iPhones and all that. But you know, in the 90s even and stuff, you'll have engineers who would just live on this thing. I mean, we're talking hours a day doing complex calculations. And there's a home screen on here. You've got history. So if you and I do some calculations right now, I just mm-hmm. power it off, throw it in my bag. I come back tomorrow, I have the history of all those calculations we did. So let's say we're figuring out a mortgage or something. We're doing some interest calculation. I can just scroll up and read that history And I have all that. I don't have to say, all right, hold on, let me email this or whatever. It's just, it's right there on the calendar.
Right. Awesome. So this box that, you know, that's attaching on the top, is this going to be sold as a single unit, or would you have to buy the calculator separately and then attach it?
It's going to be sold as a single unit. Mm-hmm. And there might be other possibilities in the future, but right now it's going to be sold as a single unit. And that's through APH, and it'll be available to schools that way.
Okay, and do you have any? Do you know what they're going to be charging for it yet, or availability? The
pricing is something that we're not talking about right now. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I'm not talking about now. And availability is going to be this year, but that's pretty much all we can say for now.
Okay, what else do you anticipate as far as future developments? I guess you're going to be working on getting the remaining features of this.
Matrices, that was one thing we were working on, so doing a little bit more with that. You know, you want to get sometimes you get some complicated matrices, right? Like, let's say you got a 4x4, you want to take the determinant and do things like that. So let's make that easier. You know, let's not just stop at reading a number. Let's see what we can do. You know, at least notify, hey, read a column, read a row, read a diagonal, right? Mm-hmm. Let's do some of that. The graphing, you know, you heard some sonification, but there's still some rough edges. This is a prototype, but I'd say it's pretty advanced for a prototype. I mean, you can play with it. You were able to hit all the buttons and hear some speech. There's a help mode as well to get students started.
Sure.
So it's one of those things that as those things are going to just gradually get better and better and better. And then the advantage, like I said earlier, is the software. So to make it even better in the future, it's an update.
So there's APH/Orbit firmware on top of the TI firmware that you would update separately, essentially? Or?
Right. I mean, I'm sure from a packaging point of view, that'll all be done for the user, right?
Right.
And so we'll have to... Some of those specifics haven't been worked out.
Right. There'll be some sort of download manager or something.
Right. Something, you know...
Plug it in and updates.
That's what I've been hearing, but nothing concrete as far as that stuff goes yet.
Right. Well, great. This is really exciting. Definitely cool to see the event. I wish this was here when I was high school.
Ditto.
You know? But hey, you know, we always in the name of progress, and it's really cool to see this. And I definitely appreciate you showing it to me.
Well, thanks for your time. And also, if people have questions, if they want to learn more, there's various ways. Obviously,
yeah, absolutely. Give me your contact information.
Yeah, so I'll give you my contact information, and then I obviously will be able to forward over to anybody. There's Ken Perry over at APH. Mm-hmm. There's Venkatesh at Orbit Research, but if people want to send me emails and so forth, I will do my best to forward to anybody who needs to get forwarded. So my contact info is you can email me at sina@sinabaram.com. So it's Sina, S-I-N-A, at sinabaram, sinabaram.com. And my Twitter handle is @sinabaram. And those are probably the best two ways, but I'll give you one other way. If you go to my website, sinabaram.com, sinabaram.com, there's a contact link right there. Tons of ways. I'm on Audioboo, Facebook, LinkedIn. You know, it's 2013. You got to have it all.
All over the place. That's definitely. Right. Are you guys, and as far as this is the prototype, are you guys talking to some schools or students at this point as far as getting feedback? Do you have beta units floating around? Or
I'm not part of those discussions, so I can't, you know, really talk about them. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is I would ask that question of APH, because it's definitely something important. And there are, I can tell you, there are schools part of this. So this isn't designed, so this is something I'm actually passionate about. This is not designed in a vacuum, meaning it's not, we think, okay, maybe we brought Sina in as a user, but APH thinks that this is a good idea with Orbit, let's go build it. No, this is, we've got
users. And we know from the history of APH products that they always, there's a lot of user involvement in the development.
But also teachers. So teachers have been part of this.
Yep.
Teachers of the visually impaired, you know, all that good stuff. So it's definitely not designed in a vacuum. I can definitely say that.
Well, great. Well, hey, thank you so much for showing this. This is awesome. We definitely look forward to following the development of this.
Awesome. Thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.